So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah first discusses two scenarios of a chamayr shalei bicha, a donkey that gave birth for the first time. The yolda shnei zachar nisin t'le'echad l'kain. If one donkey gave birth to two males and it's doubtful which was born first, one lamb must be given to a kain, because one, but only one, is a vade bechar that must be redeemed for a se'i lamb, as the pasuk states, ufet chamayr tifta b'se. However, zachar nekeva mafresh t'le'echad l'atzmai. If the donkey gave birth to a male and female and it is doubtful which was born first, the zachar is redeemed for a set, but it is retained by the owner, because the zachar is only a safek bechar, a questionable bechar, because it is possible that the nekeva was born first. As Rashi explains, petach hamor in bekedusha lo boi v'lo bepidyonei. Since the petach hamor and the set do not have any kedusha, and it is merely a monetary issue of gezel kain, we apply the principle of amitza mechaver l'baraya. The owner is the muchzik, he has the zachar in his possession, while the kain is the mitza, he wants to take the zachar. Therefore the onus is on the kain to prove that the zachar was born first. The Mishnah then discusses three possible scenarios of shtei chamayr shalei bichru. One person had two donkeys that never gave birth. V'yoldu shnei zacharim noisin shnei t'loim l'kain. If they gave birth to two males, and it's doubtful which male came from which donkey, they must be redeemed for two sheep, and both must be given to a kain, because both zacharim are vade bachar. However, zachar in the keva, or shnei zacharim in the keva, noisin t'le'echad l'kain. If the two donkeys gave birth to a male and a female, or to two males and a female, only one seh is given to the kain, because only one zachar is a vade bechar, but the other zachar is only a safek bechar, and although it must be redeemed, its sheep is retained by the owner. And in the case of shtei nekevas v'zachar, or shnei zachar m'shtei nekevas, ein l'kain klum. If the two donkeys give birth to two females and a male, or to two males and two females, the males must be redeemed for sheep, but they are retained by the owner, because the zachar are only a safek bechar. The Mishnah continues with two scenarios of achas bichra v'achas shalei bichra. One person had two donkeys. One had already given birth before, while the other never gave birth. The yalda shnei zacharim noisin t'le'echad l'kain. If they gave birth to two males, only one is redeemed for a sheep and given to the kain, because only one zachar is a machar, the offspring of the shalei bichra. Zachar nekeva mafresh t'le'echad l'atzmai. If the two donkeys gave birth to a male and a female, the zachar is redeemed for a sheep, but it's retained by the owner, because the zachar is a safek bechar. The Gemara discusses the Mishnah's first case of chamayr shalei bichra b'yolda shnei zachar. One donkey gave birth to two males. The Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlekes, and our Mishnah is the opinion of the chacham who hold noisin t'le'echad l'kain. Only one sheep is given to the kain, because only one is the bechar, because the chacham hold e'ef shel tzamzim, the two zacharim could not have been born at the same moment. While in the Breiser, basically, Lili holds Shnei and Lekain. Both sheep are given to the Kain because it is possible that both are a Bechar, because Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds Efshel and Samson. The two Zacharim could have been born at the same moment. And his source is in the Pasuk of Bechar Behemet Tahira that states, V'chopet Asheger Behemet Asheyiloch HaZacharim LaShem. The pluralized word HaZacharim teaches that even two Zacharim can become a Bechar. And Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds, Goli Rechmon B'Kedushas HaGufu Huadim B'Kedushas Damim. The Pasuk taught this halacha regarding Bechar Behemet Tahira, and it also applies to Petach Hamar through a Mamatzina. The Gemara proceeds with the Mishnah's second case, Zachar Unikeva, Mafresh T'le'echad L'atzmai. If one donkey gave birth to a male and a female, and it's doubtful which was born first, the Zachar is redeemed for a set, but it is retained by the owner, because the Zachar is only a Safik Bechar. And the Gemara asks, V'kivin de la'atzmai hu lomali lafrushei, if the owner gets to keep the sheep, why does he first need to separate the set as redemption for the Hamar? The Gemara explains that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who holds petach hamor asabana. A petach hamor is forbidden in all benefits until it is redeemed. Therefore, even a safek bechar must be redeemed to remove the safek isra ano. Or Rabbi Shimon holds petach hamor mutabana. A petach hamor is permitted in all benefits even before it is redeemed. According to Rabbi Shimon, indeed, it's not necessary to redeem a safek bechar. The Gemara offers two approaches in their machlekes. Svara, the machlekes is based on logical arguments. If you hold petach hamor asabana, because yesh lecha davar shekpidu lo taira lafkui lisur b'seh vafil l'shle b'shavye umutr, if the Torah requires that the pidyon petach hamor must be done specifically with a seh, but allows for the value of the seh to be less than the hamor, this clearly indicates that we're not redeeming it for its value, but for its isur that exists before redemption. Or Rabbi Shimon holds petach hamor mutabana, because yesh lecha davar shebidyon umutr b'hu asur, we do not find in the Torah that the redeemer, in this case the seh, is permitted if the redeemed, in this case the chamer, is forbidden. Generally, in pidyon, the iser is transferred from the first item to the second. Therefore, it must be that the petach chamer is also mutabano. And the second approach, the machlekes, is based on the following pasuk in Parashas Re'eh: Loisaved bevchar sharecha loisogis bechar tzenecha. One may not do work with an ox, a bechar, and one may not share the wool of a sheep, a bechar. The word Sharucha and Tzaincha are exclusive. Now, both agree that the word Sharucha comes to exclude Aval Ata Oibid Bevachar Adam. One is permitted to benefit from a firstborn son. And the Machlek is in the word Tzaincha. Yehuda holds, as we've learned earlier in the parak, Shutfas Akum Chayeves Bevachar. If a Jew and non-Jew are partners in a Bechar, the mitzvah applies, and the Jew must give his half of its worth to a kain. Therefore, Tzaincha is needed to teach Aval Ata Geizet Shalcha Veshalacher. Nevertheless, the Jew is permitted to work and share the wool of this Bechar because in Kedusha Lechatzai, the Kedusha does not take effect on half the animal. What Rabbi Shimon holds, Shutves Akum Petur Mibachar. If a Jew and non-Jew are partners in the Bechar, the mitzvah does not apply. If so, a pasuk is not needed to teach Aval Ata Geizet Shalcha Veshalacher. If Rabbi Shimon holds that Tzaincha comes to teach Aval Ata Geizet Bechar Chamar, one is permitted to benefit from a Petach Chamar. This discussion continues in the next half.